Monday, July 3, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3:01 p.m. Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
That's when the music was playing.
So tonight the lights went out in Dakota County.
Tim's not here today.
Okay, it's a Sunday too.
Huh?
It's a Sunday too. It's a holiday, man.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization, July 3rd. It is now 3:06. We'll call to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
Joan, can you call?
Kevin.
Here.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Tony. Scott.
Yes.
Tony is absent.
I'll make a motion to excuse Tony.
Second.
He's getting old.
Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the
list. Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
All right.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll move on to the consent agenda with the approval of the previous minutes for June 19th, 2017.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay,
we'll move on to
that
section. New business. We'll start with Jeff, to present the report of clerical errors for the board to review and correct the assessment of undervalued or overvalued property.
Did we talk about these at one time before?
Yeah, we've already
just
done neighborhood.
Under the,
one,
not under the,
yeah, 100. This is 110.
Okay. One. I love that number.
Yeah,
100, 110.
Oh, yeah, we're staying simple. Next one will be 115.
Someday I'm going to have you take me out and show me 110, okay?
I can do
not
it.
The highway,
but, oh,
the
okay.
Area.
Oh, that's trickier, but I can do it. So we have 19 of them on here, and they're all they're not omitted. They're all classified as clerical data entry calculation errors. And basically what happened is every one of them got set back to the 2016 value. So you'll see it there. There'll be a column with the 2016 number, your column with the 17 number, and then the BOE column is resetting it back.
Okay.
And then down below, it'll show you the column totals, and then overall, this is a positive 150,705 change on these. Mm-hmm. And then these folks will get the new Board of Equalization change of value notice and get 30 new days to protest.
Okay. How many protests are we up to right now? Four?
It was just a little bit over four last I heard. Unless I don't know what came in the mail.
About
600?
Six. Additional.
Oh.
No.
We must,
what? We're a little down from the 970.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, so far.
So far. So that is all we have on that. So what we need is just your guys' approval to send out a new change of value notice on those 19.
I'll make a motion to have Jeff send out a notice on these corrections here.
I'd second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, next order is a closed session to discuss negotiations on the Turk cases. And we need a motion to go into closed session to discuss negotiations on Turk cases number 16A,
16-0160, 16-R0023, 16-R0021, 16-R0048, 16-R0177, 16-R033, 16-R0052, and 16-R0042.
I would move to go into closed session to discuss these TURC cases.
What number? You want to say the numbers, Phil?
No.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay, we'll go into closed
Kevin?
Sessions.
Oh, sorry. Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, and we will go into closed session to discuss negotiations on those TURC.
Everybody want to step out for give us a few minutes? We'll shut the door and we'll invite everybody back in here. Don't go too far, though, because we got a lot of meeting left. You guys all come back, you hear? You want to say it again just to make sure?
The Board of Equalization will go into closed session to discuss negotiations on the previous TURC cases, as stated.
Yep.
Okay, it's recording. Open the door and you can
see who all left.
Hopefully they all did.
Make a motion. We're going to meet.
I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Second it.
Good job.
Marty?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay. We will be out of closed session. Next on our new business is award to approve or deny county attorney to offer settlement negotiations in the TURC cases.
I will make a motion to approve the county attorney to offer settlement negotiations in the TURC cases with Robert Lieber, Ed Murray, Anton Cristiano, Jeff Tortesill, Van Phillips, Kenneth Bregerman, Tom Dahl, and Tim Monahan.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott? Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes. 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 Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, next we move on to mail and or emergency business. Don't believe we have either. And next we'll open up to public comment for the Board of Equalization. All right, no public comment for the Board of Equalization. If not, we are adjourned. It is 3:30.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting in order for the Board of Commissioners. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony is absent. Kevin?
Yes.
Here. Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. Then I move to excuse Commissioner Gomez.
I don't know if I want to second it or not, but I will. Can you call roll, please, John?
Kevin.
Here.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yep.
Scott.
Yes. Okay, the consent agenda items. We got approval of the previous minutes of June 19. We got the approval of the payroll claims. And also, if there was any accounts payable. I went through the payable claims. Everything's in order. Then also on the consent agenda, we got the approval for the chair to sign the notice to proceed the agreements with the Dakota County Hubbard Southwest Bridge Project awarded to Dixon Construction Company, and it's the JEO project number 16601400. We talked about this last meeting. We just got to do the formality and get it approved. So
I would move to approve the consent agenda items.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill.
I'd second it.
Second by Marty. We call roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Kevin. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're new business. We're going to go, it's a 305. I don't know, obviously we're way past that. We got a public hearing for the purpose of giving the citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or neutral, make neutral comments regarding the conditional use permit requested by Knife River Midwest LLC for a temporary hot mix asphalt plant for 2017 construction on the U.S. Highway 20 project on the following described property, which is Oakdale, out there along Highway 12, which is S19T29 North R7E. I know that means nothing to nobody, but it's out Oakdale area. So with that, I got the public hearing open. Is there any support for this? Anyone with any support? Any opposition? Any neutral comment? None yet? Okay, if that is the case, I'm going to close the public hearing, and we're going to move on to B. We're going to approve or disapprove the conditional use permit for Knife River's purpose to use the land of the temporary hot mix plant. Same thing, U.S. project, or Highway U.S. 20 project, plant site on Oakdale. And I know Brooke is here from Knife River. Do you want to stand up and tell us your name and Social Security number and all that other? I'm just kidding. And tell us kind of what we got going on here and what you're doing and how long you're going to be there and all the above, and maybe you don't know, weather permitting, but just kind of enlighten us a little bit.
Well, hello. My name is Brooke Mulock. I'm the environmental manager with Knife River Midwest. We are located in Sioux City, Iowa. We work on road construction projects for concrete and asphalt. We are the big problem mess over on I-29, so I do apologize for that. We'll be done with this part of the project in this fall, hopefully. Weather permitting, of course. But we're not here to talk about that today. We're here to talk about Highway 20 over by Jackson West is the other name of the project. We're looking to begin at the end of September for a total of 6 weeks for the project. We're looking at about a tonnage of 3,500 ton per day of production on a good day. For the haul route for that, we plan on staying on U.S. Highway 20, and we plan on working 12-hour days, and we're allowed, per the contract, 5 working days. So we'll be either working Monday through Friday, or if there's a rain day during that week, we're permitted to work Saturday. Currently, right now, I have in my possession the construction permit for the portable asphalt plant site. I have the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System industrial permit, and we also have a low emitter status for our plant site. We work with landowners in the area to make sure that they are content with our operations there, as well as we reclaim the land to my standards. I have a degree in reclamation, environment, and conservation. I have an extensive background in agricultural production and nutrient management planning, and I make sure that our operators and superintendents are understanding that we need to reclaim the land back to its original form or better.
Easy enough. Yep, easy enough. Any questions?
You have a lot of these over the years, don't you?
Say what?
You do a lot of these badge plants, I'm sure, every year, don't you?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And our county zoning committee has approved it, I'm sure.
Yes. Okay. Back on, like, June 9th, 20th, okay. I think.
Yeah. No doubt. So anyways, it sounds like it's just a normal formality. They're just asking for our permission, and obviously the zoning people have okayed it. So the end of September, 6 weeks, weather permitting, obviously. So
We make a motion.
We make a motion to approve. Okay, we got a motion by Marty.
Second.
And a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay, Brooke, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you for all you guys do.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to C. Vincent Cramper to address the board regarding the access road to the state park in Cramper Lake. Vince, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Just a second before he started, I'd like to congratulate him. Yesterday, at church, along with about 50 or 60 of his family members, celebrating his 60th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Congratulations. I got married when I was 11. No, thank you, Les. I know most of all of you up here, too. Joni, I know you, too. Okay, I'm here to talk about the road from Hubbard to the park. And as you all know, it's a hilly road and so forth. On Memorial Day, there were 80-some campers. It was filled up with people there. And a number of the campers said, I don't know if I'm going to come back because they pull these fifth-wheelers, and it's a washboard road, and they almost lose traction, and they're just a little bit afraid of how it's going to be handled. Somebody's going to be in trouble someday on it anyhow. So somehow we'd like to get hard surfacing to it. And I know Game and Parks has been here and talked to you guys and giving us some thoughts on it and so forth. And I did a little checking with different people, and I'll just kind of go through this a little here. We're talking about maybe a mile of road, actually, hard surface, if it should happen. And it's like from the city limits of Hubbard to the park. Now, I talked to Governor Ricketts here a couple weeks ago when he was here in the county and asked him what the procedure would be, how can we get some help, and how can we do this road. So he told me to talk to Matt Mittenberger, who's chief of staff. So I called him and talked to him. And he said to talk to Kyle Schweinweis. That may not be pronounced right. Department of Roads, head of the Department of Roads. And he said, need to start with the county commissioners. That's where you need to start anything that's going to be done here in the county and with you guys' help and so forth. And I know you guys can do good roads because, Fred, the roads around me are just great. I've never seen them as good as he's getting the job done. I appreciate that. And I talked to Marilyn at the Environmental Trust Board, which I used to be on that board, and see if there was any kind of help we could get there. Well, she wasn't too sure. It should have to be something with the environment. So anything to do with conservation, this type of thing on it. In other words, should be an environmental issue if it is. And that's questionable whether it could be done. But we'll look into that further if there could be some help from there. So I called Jeff Fields at the Game and Parks, and I know he's been here before you here. And I just found out that maybe you know it, but there's a cigarette tax that's gathered in Nebraska by the Game and Parks, and it's to be used, I understand, for roads like this in regard to a state recreational area. And I asked him if he knew what it would qualify for, what we would need there. Well, he said he'd have to talk to his boss, who is Jim Swinson. I'm not sure. He may have been here with Jeff when he was here, but maybe not. And he was to let me know, but I haven't heard back from him on that, so I'll have to find out if that's available. But if it is intended for something like that, I don't know why this wouldn't be the most logical place to put it. And I just talked to NRD John Wickler here today and asked if there's any way that maybe they could help on something like this. Since counties don't have not a lot of money like any county doesn't, and if they could help. And he says, well, I'm not going to say no, but as long as there's other people in with like an environmental trust in the county and wherever other money can come, it's possible that they could do something to help on this road. So it's a heavily used road, as most of you all know here. A lot of trucks use it, and the problem is the washboarding on it that gets where it's so rough that they lose traction, and it's quite a steep hill. But the park is going good. People are using it more. It's a great asset to the county, financial-wise and otherwise, and it's really needed there. I was just out there today, and there's about 20 campers now, and I think tomorrow there'll be a bunch more there. So it's something good for the community and so forth. And I guess I'm here to say, do you have any intentions or do you have any plans for that road or to put in a hard surface?
It's on our 1 in 6, obviously, and the 1 in 6 is just a formula, a plan, you know as well as I do, yeah. Vince, that you give to the state, and it can be moved around. If it's this year, it can be pushed back for next year. If it was something that was, you know, for 2 years ago that's in the future, it can be bumped up. And that's interesting that you talked to John, okay, at the NRD, because, you know, I've been talking, Bill and I've talked to Schumacher a few different times, And I know Schumacher answers to John because he's the main guy. And we brought this up to him probably a year ago. You know, let's kind of figure out what we can do to maybe, you know, team up. And obviously the more entities that we can get involved, you know, it's less expensive for everybody.
Right.
And I appreciate you doing the legwork. And I'd be curious to see with that cigarette. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of different funding that goes on.
Yeah.
Where there's money that they probably don't want to exercise and tell people about, you know, that the money's there.
Yeah, and they usually can use all the money they can get themselves,
Right, absolutely. And, you know, with our budget the way it is, I mean, we scrambled this year. I mean, scrambled to find exceptions and to get our budget where it needed to be and asking all the departments to cut 10% just so we can, you know, get to where we need to be at to balance our budget. I would love to have it a priority, and I think every one of us would love to have it a priority because it is heavily trafficked, and I know it's steep hill, and I know when people go up it, they're spinning their tires and they're making it the washboard. I think it's going to take some time. You know, the more entities that, like I said, we can get involved that can, you know, can throw a little money at this thing, that we can get this thing done. I think it's important. I really do. I think all of us would love to have it paved. You know, because I think it's good. The lake is, it's beautiful out there. And I think that, I think you're right. As people go out there, you know, I don't know, just an example, that Powder Creek Lake out there in Dickson County.
Right.
I wonder how much that actually gets used. I've been out there several different times. Beautiful, and it's beautiful, just like, you know, the Cramper Lake out here, the Danish Alps. But I don't know how many people actually use it because they got to travel so far on a gravel road. And they got to try. I think, what is it, probably, Chance, do you know how many miles it is? It's probably 5-6 miles to get there both ways, you know, at least. But yeah, I you know, we can try to go to work on it and get some, you know, some letters out to some people and see if they want to team up with us, you know.
Well, they're saying you are the ones that are going to have to push it to get extra.
So we need to get the ball rolling ourselves.
Yeah. They won't do anything unless you guys are pushing, is what they're all telling me. And these are all the leaders that I just mentioned here.
Okay.
Then I agree with Scott. It's a beautiful facility. We need to, we probably need to make this a priority.
Yeah.
We're lucky it's that close to a highway. You know, like you said, it could be 5-6 miles. 1 mile, I think we could probably manage and maybe get it pushed up. In the meantime, I know we've talked to Fred about maybe putting some dust control layered in there, and that would help.
Sure, temporarily help it.
It would help in the meantime. But, yes, I agree with you, and thanks for doing, like Scott said, all the legwork. I thought of the Nebraska Environmental Trust, which I knew you were a member for many years.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe they'd throw some money at it, but maybe we should prioritize this, get it rolling, and then see if we can get some
and
help.
And even if you approach Environmental Trust with the idea that hill needs erosion control and so forth. And
even if we send a letter in support of the project and just see where everybody comes back.
Yeah.
You know, Dakota County is behind this project.
Well,
you know, what do you think, or what is possibly available?
The only problem is in the dust control. Yes, is a great solution.
Temporary.
It's just, you know as well as I do. It's just a band-aid because by the time you get some rain and then all of a sudden you get all that traffic and then you got to go out there and blade it for liability reasons, and then whatever the thousands of dollars you just spent is gone. You know.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, Marty, I think we get some letters out to the list of these people and let them know that we're anxious and we'd like to see where they're at.
That's what we need, is just to get the thing talked about.
Nothing gets done without starting.
We need those campers.
I don't know how much revenue do we get off of that as far as on a county standpoint?
Zero.
I think there's some, but it ain't much.
And we'll go to the Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
That was
the revenue from what now? What are you talking about?
From just the campers,
and
the campsites and all the above.
Well, of course, the Game and Parks is more or less running it now. Mm-hmm. And they distribute it and so forth. But it's there, and it's not just it brings the people to the county.
Sure.
Even
they come to town and they spend money.
Yeah, Sauk Sioux City benefits from it. All the Homer, everybody.
Absolutely.
From
it when they spend money when they come to town. They spend money.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I remember the first weekend. Was it Memorial Weekend? I talked to some people and they all went in there without their park pass.
thinking that it was, I don't know what they were thinking, but it's a state park. You got to have a, so anyways, the obviously the game warden people were there, and I guess they wrote a buttload of tickets because they didn't have their pass.
But that's because it's new and people just aren't accustomed to it.
Not thinking about it.
Nebraska has a map out now. Game and Parks has a map that shows where the fish are, how deep the water is, and so forth. It's 50 foot at the dam, so that's a nice deep lake.
Yeah, sounds good. We're going to do that then. We'll get some, get with Joni with the list of people that we want to get the letters out with, too, with the support letter. And then I suppose on the next agenda, do we need to put that on the agenda, or can we just sign off as on them as...
A couple weeks.
Yeah, give a couple weeks, we'll get it in the mail.
Okay. My daughter, Trudy, has been kind of promoting this here, too. She's from Hubbard, so...
I don't think I've ever met Trudy before.
Nobody's met her.
Addresses.
To who?
The project.
And they've all been here and been contacted.
But they have been here. They have been here. I do remember you. Okay, thanks.
Okay, I thank you for your attention.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming
we'll
in.
Keep a thing moving.
And listen, before you leave, tell us what the secret is, okay, of 60 years of marriage.
Oh, okay. Let's see. There's a couple of reasons.
Just yes, honey?
I was asking my friends before I got married, you know, why there's this many divorce and everything? They said, arguments. That's what does it. Oh, man. I said, I'm just going to not have any argument. So I talked to my wife. That was before she was even married. I talked to her and I said, I'm going to let you do all the driving. That's where most of the arguments start.
True story.
And I'm just going to hold the steering wheel. It worked out good.
Good
answer.
That is a great answer.
Thanks, Vince. Okay, we're going to move on to D. David, is it Bolt Schultz? David, is he here?
Yes.
The Nebraska Department of Agriculture, the state wheat inspection to review the county's noxious weed program with the county board. Welcome. It's our annual visit, right?
Yes. And I don't have any marriage advice for anybody.
No, you don't?
this is something we really haven't been doing every year, and we should have been. And so now we're kind of coming back and just showing you what the weed program, how we evaluated it, how it was evaluated last year, and just see if you have any questions about anything. And basically just a few little things like that. As you see on this form, there are four areas that we evaluate a county on. Inspections, office evaluation, which is when we come in and look at these paperwork. The county reports that you guys sign every January and send in to us. And then continuing education, which you get. And his total score for this year was 3,321 out of 3,400 points. And so,
is that satisfactory?
Oh, yeah. That's above average.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is. And, all counties have places where they can, you know, improve a little bit. But I think Leon did a pretty good job. So we're pleased to have him.
I think we all probably got the report in the mail here probably about a week or so ago, I think.
From Lincoln. When I schedule this, my boss sends out kind of a compilation of,
yep.
of the notes.
So, yeah, well, good. So everything's going well. Leon's doing his job. He's above average. Any questions here? That's good. That's good to hear. Which we don't have any doubt. I think he's probably right on top of things every year. I do believe. Right?
Sure.
But we don't get a lot of people bitching, put it that way, so I guess it's...
That's always good. I just want to encourage you guys, to keep supporting the program. And
yep.
If he needs things, just to keep in mind that generally what he asks for is probably what he needs. So,
yep.
That's basically all I have. If you have any questions about anything...
He's a one-man band, but he does a good job.
I called him not too long before I got here, and he was out on 20 and spraying, and And he didn't want to come in, but I told him he probably should.
Yes, okay, well, that's fine. Well, good. Thank you for coming in. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous here. We're going to go with Fred Kellogg, the Highway Superintendent, the road report.
June 18th through July 1st, we have 300 hours of total road maintenance, tree and debris removal, 42 hours, projects, 260th and Wiggle Creek, 119 hours, mowing, 15, aggregate, 1,585 tons, signs and barricades, 16 and a half hours, and we had 6 hours of spraying around some of the road department's property. Road concerns, haven't had any calls, haven't had a lot of rain, just as we all know, worse for us.
Why are you guys spraying? I think you got the weed guy here, just got an above average score. Why are you guys spraying?
Leon was nice enough to let us use his...
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
What's the project at 260th and Wiggle Creek?
There is a culvert basically on the county line.
Uh-huh.
We've been having trouble with it sloughing off. I don't know if any of you have been down that way, but we fixed it two or three times. It isn't quite big enough. It's a single culvert we're putting in two. Build the road up and make it a little bit wider. It's just been a trouble spot. The culvert's seen its better days.
Okay. Any other questions for Fred? Negative? Okay, well, thank you, Fred. And then if there's anybody in the... you got to say something?
Well, I was just going to ask the board if I could...
Yep, you can. If there's anybody in the audience that has a question for Fred or concern about any roads while you're here, if not, Fred is out. And if you guys have any questions, we're not the people to ask. All right? There's nobody? Have a good holiday.
All right. Have a happy 4th.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to move on to Sheriff Kleinberg, the jail report. Welcome, Sheriff.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Okay.
Looks like she's down. Numbers are down.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They are. We've been down quite a bit. County inmates were average in June is 85, so 8 federal, zero juveniles. So that was average, 93 in-house right now. 2017, so far halfway through the year, we're averaging 94, actually, so went up just a little bit, but that's kind of the average. We went down in numbers by about the spring, so that's good.
Well, this is the... this is the busy season.
Yeah, but...
It is.
You know, the arrests are up, but then the sentences come months later.
Right.
So then you sit...
Yeah, but normally you see the numbers right now.
June, July, when all the spooks are out.
Well, the spooks are out, so...
Yeah, I'm aware.
We don't have any federal... We don't have any income numbers, of course, because it's first official year. Don't have any of them. What I always look at here is June. We got down to 67.57, and that everything goes into that cost number. As you guys know, it's been on the corrections board before, so I really pay close attention to that. When that starts getting up, that's kind of getting up to me. I'm expecting that to go quite a bit lower. I'm hoping. Shows what we spent there: $191,000 for the month of June. We How we did it, I don't know. We came right in that budget. I know there's a couple things, Michelle, we kind of toyed with paying this year with regards to some older hospital bills. I didn't want to go over budget, so we just kind of, it's just a couple little ones out there. We're catching up on them this weekend. This weekend would have been a big one. We had a gal that was sitting out fines. I think it was a Capius warrant. She had bad kidneys. She went into... seizure in here, ended up putting her in an ambulance, take her to the hospital in intensive care. Got a hold of judge, he PR'd her. Now she wasn't coherent to sign, but she's released from our custody.
Yeah.
And that was boom, 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 just that quick.
That's huge.
That's a big deal.
That's huge.
Thanks to judge for being there on the phone and willing to do that stuff, so that is a big deal to us. And that saves us tens of thousands of dollars in that case for a misdemeanor Capius warrant. And Mr. Rohde here knows about them. Capius warrant basically means it's financial.
Intensive care, kidneys.
Can I ask what judge allowed that?
It was Raker.
Yes. Great news.
Joe spent $1,626 less than allotted for the month of June. So 0.85% under the budget for the month of June.
Under budget's under budget.
You're right. County booked in 53 people, South Sioux 33, NSP 11, Courts 1, Feds 25, and other being 10. We're getting other counties to use us a little more frequently.
Four homeless?
What's that?
Four homeless?
Yeah, we don't have nothing in our software, even the new software for basic homeless, and we don't house homeless people.
No, I understand. Yeah, I just
like a protected custody thing, and I'm not crazy about that. But really, in this area, there is absolutely no place for these guys to do. You know, what do they do with them? You know, county guys take them to the next line and say keep moving, but the city can't really do that. And they go on to start a war with Sioux City and start taking them over the line, dumping them off. Because
Sioux City wins that fight.
Well, yes, they will.
Anyway, drop them off at McDonald's, give them $10, and say, head over the bridge. See ya.
They have a bigger bus. Yeah.
Sure you have.
A couple things in the jail. We're still kind of wrestling with our commissary. We're getting a little more money, revenue generated by that commissary, but there's things that they're not putting on that commissary.
How much money is that sitting at right now?
Well, I don't know what's in the account. I'm paying attention to it. I just give it to Jones or to the treasurer. I don't know how much. I know how much we bring in a month, and we've been averaging a couple grand in profit from commissary.
Right.
The downside is the company that handled our dishwasher. So when the jail was built, the food service company agreed to pay the lease on our dishwasher. I'm learning all this, Joan, because none of that stuff was in the office when I took it over. I'm just learning it all. Well, the food service company said, we're not paying the lease no more, just recently. The company that supplied us with that is going out of business in South Dakota. They wanted their dishwasher back, or we paid them $2,000. When I went back there, Jesse came to me, the maintenance guy, and said, hey, I don't know if you want to do this. You want to come back and look at it? We went back and looked it over. The dishwasher wasn't worth $2,000. I called Hobart, a local company here that does the restaurant supply stuff. One of those guys came in here, said, we'll give you one for $4,500. And we'll take you off of what we do now for sanitization is we use bleach or chlorine. So we spend $70-$80 a month on these jugs of chlorine. Not smart, in my opinion. I'd rather use heat. There's two different ways to do it. One with heat, one with chlorine. Save us money on the chlorine. We went to a Hobart dishwasher, told Keen to come take theirs back. I don't think they wanted it. I think they were just trying to, they didn't want to deal with it.
Yep. Trying to make a buck.
It didn't work because it was shot anyway. So that's transpiring. $4,500. Thompson was here. We've got to run some power down there. We'll break it up and it'll come out of this year's budget. So.
Fair enough.
New dishwasher. That's ours. We own it. We don't pay a lease on it no more.
Yeah, I probably paid for it several times over
there. Oh, gosh. And that was a couple of shot. Leaking, mold all over. We got to clean all that out. Jess is working on that. So.
Okay. All right, good. Any other questions on the road or road report, on the jail report with Chris? Thank you, Chris. If not, we're going to move on to C. Sheriff is requesting approval for upgrades of the Sheriff's Department radio system. This was on our agenda last time around, and Chris was scuba diving down in Corpus Christi, Texas, last meeting. So he's here now, so he can give us some briefing.
Scuba diving.
It's just what came out. I don't know.
Especially down there, that probably wouldn't be pretty. Anyway, this isn't an upgrade to our radio system. This is an upgrade to our radios. So Kevin and I sat down and I gave him a little quick overview of exactly what the deal is with it. You guys, you'd be here for an hour if I explained all this to you.
Yeah, and we just assume.
You just assume not know about it.
We just assume just give you the give us the basics because, like you said.
Right now, we can only talk on the Starcom Tri-State radio system.
Yep.
800 megahertz stuff, way up here, right? Trunk, five towers, blah, blah, blah. We cannot, however, communicate with anybody else. So the last 2 years, I've been buying small little $250 high bands to put in the truck so they can communicate with
South Sioux, Sioux City,
well,
State Patrol.
Well, we've been in South Sioux because they're on Star Command.
Right, right, right.
Sioux City, Woodbury County, all the big agencies around here, but all of our Nebraska counties, the State Patrol, we haven't been able to talk to. Never since I've been here we've been able to communicate with. SARCOM upgraded. State of Iowa took over that radio. Well, State of Iowa came in and tied that into the Iowa State radio system.
About 3 years ago?
It's been about 2 years,
yeah.
Roughly. But this radio stuff has been coming for the last 2 years. Our radios are 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
They're outdated. They were. So I wasn't going to buy them. So I'm the only agency on STARCOM that said, no, last year we can't afford them, we're not buying them. I didn't even consider it. We were getting by just fine. The old radios, though, take up a lot more bandwidth than what the newer narrow-banded radios do. So we're actually a burden to STARCOM right now. We're taking up channels that they didn't say nothing. Whatever, Sheriff. You pay your dues, you're in it, whatever. Motorola finally came last month and said, I tell you what, we'll knock 50% off if we can get you on newer radios. So we're looking at probably $350,000 of the radios, and I got them down to about $170,000. That includes handhelds and mobile radios. So that bid in there includes all of the radios, minus a couple that I didn't want to put in there. Also, they're tri-band radios, meaning they'll talk to all three different frequency ranges. I will have to be able to talk to State Patrol and surrounding counties, because we'll talk on the state system then, and we'll be able to talk on the Iowa system, and we'll be able to talk to our own jail.
Right. See, I think it's absurd that you were never able to do that. You know,
it's been a lot of years since you've been able to communicate car to car with the State Patrol.
It's 39.9, Marty.
Yeah. And I mean, it's ridiculous if you guys are out working the same piece of road and you can't. You know, you can't
even do traffic.
Well, you have pursuit. You know, there's been a few pursuits lately. I don't know if you're aware of that. But in those, you know, when you and the State Patrol are in the same situation, I mean, it's just crazy that you can't communicate to each other.
So when you say we can't, Marty, we can, because our dispatch can pick up the slack for that.
Yeah, I understand that.
So we're 10-5-ing, or we're talking through dispatch to relay this information. So right. Dispatch has been able to.
Not direct.
But the good part about this high band system is Nebraska's trunked with the power company, a radio system that goes across Nebraska. We've never been involved with that. We do have a comm center that has a radio that can talk on that, though. We can now use that with these radios. So technically, I can talk from the eastern end of Iowa to the western end of Nebraska to my comm center with these radios.
Does the comm center need anything in addition? I mean, do they need anything to make all this work?
No. Not at all.
They're upgraded.
Yeah, we've already spent all the money on that.
Your old radios, there's no value there at all, probably.
You know, I tried that, Bill. I asked them if they'd give me a trade-in or something. Well, they sunsetted on them. That's what they call electronic equipment. So there is no use for them. They don't make parts for them.
Yeah.
Update.
And, you know, that's electronic gear.
I know. Yeah. But something that somebody else could use.
Maybe. Well, actually, what we were going to do with our radios is donate them to
the
fire department. Oh. No, the road department can get my new Kenwood high bands.
Okay.
That I won't need no more.
Sure.
And I just, in the last 2 years, I've been buying one or two of them a month so I can get them on all the trucks. And we don't need them anymore. If we get these radios, we won't need them. So the road department's got 16, 17 high-band radios they can put in all their vehicles.
So brief us on how we were going to pay for this. I know the last time it was down that 5 years, 6 years, 7 year, 1%.
Prior to, I know the budget, how tight the budget is, so my thinking was I would have to get financed. I called D.A. Davis, and it's like 1.5%, 7 year fixed deal. They do first year, no interest. As far as the budgets go, I suppose if my budget doesn't get cut, I might be able to swing the payments. It's pretty tight, you know,
right.
Either way. I know the county doesn't have that money sitting around for me to spend. Because I also need, we were paying overtime this weekend because all our cameras went down again in here, restarting and getting everything back running again. We can't lose our cameras in the jail. That's a whole other subject, though. I didn't want to bring the radio stuff up and the camera stuff up in the same meeting because we're talking like a lot of money.
Well, didn't we talk about taking this money out of our sales tax surplus money that we had left over?
That's what I was hoping I could do. I'm hoping to use that money for the jail stuff. So the upgrades to the cameras, I got to paint the place, desperately.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Joan has said something about that, but I'm kind of just, that's your guys' business.
Why don't we, let's stay on track here real quick and figure out if this is something, I think we need it. You know, the little bit that we talked to you last time and today, and we can figure out our how we're going to pay for it. If we need to go through D.A. Davis or, you know, what your other needs are in the jail. Because I know there's a decent chunk of change there, and you hate to burn it all up. But then again, at 1.5% interest, it's pretty cheap, you know. Sometimes you're better off not to burn all the money up if you can, especially at 1.5%, you know, pretty inexpensive, you know.
Those are... That's a big item. I mean, these radios, you know, another 10, 15, it'll last longer than I will.
Does that make sense to everybody? I mean,
yeah.
So I only checked in. I know it's just kind of how I do things. I know Jones, that's usually her deal. And I just checked into it, not to step on any toes. I just kind of got a habit of taking care of it.
For what?
For calling D.A. Davis and doing
no,
all
that's
that stuff.
Your, that's your...
Okay.
Yeah.
Joan's got enough to do.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. But as far as the budget goes, you know, it just depends on what happens with the budgets. You know, the sheriff's budget, I was all right with the sheriff's budget this year. I don't think I went over budget. Good.
Okay.
I didn't hear the final results because we had to buy vests.
Is that at 100% also?
I'm sure. If it's not, let me know.
Okay, what questions does everybody, does anyone have for Chris on this on the radios? I mean, I trust your judgment that we need them.
Yeah, I sat down with the sheriff, and it was probably a good hour conversation. I was well out of my depth.
Yeah, and it's out of my depth as well. And that's the reason why, you know, you delegate things and you take your...
Guys, can we get by without doing it?
Sure, you could.
We could. One of my deputies' radios was sick here this winter. Sent it off to the depot. That's where EE sends them to get fixed. Called the depot. It's in Illinois. It's a Motorola shop. It was $500-some for them to retune the radio with no parts. That's how they get us.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a vehicle. New warranty and everything. You're not spending all that money on repairing it. So, can I keep using our radios? Yeah, we get bonked a lot now. So that means that when that tower's busy, because our bandwidth is wider, we get bonked.
What time or what type of warranty does the new stuff come on?
I'm fairly certain it's a 2-year warranty, and it's, there's software warranties. There's just different. Marty has changed a lot,
yeah,
and
sure.
It's even kind of over my head.
Yeah.
So I don't have specific answers for you. I can get them.
I believe on the current ones we have now, it was a real, I mean, in my opinion, it was a short warranty. If I remember right, the hardware, software stuff was a short period of time like that. And we used it, and still there's issues.
Yeah.
The upside is like Sioux City and Woodbury County, knowing a lot of people over there. I know they went through and they jumped on the bandwagon right off the bat to buy these new radios. Because we waited, we got the next higher model. So my son's radio, Sioux City PD, is going to be less than what these are.
Really?
He goes, how'd you do that? Well, ours have Bluetooth and stuff. Theirs don't.
Plus, it's discounted to get a sauna.
A lot cheaper. As a matter of fact, the guy with Woodbury County that does or helps us with our installs and programming, says, how did you get these so cheap? Well, it was accident. They must have thought I was bluffing because I said, I ain't getting new radios. It worked. I don't know
usually
how.
That, using electronics, and Jeff can probably vouch for this, but isn't a computer, once you buy a computer, is it like 6 months it's outdated? It don't take long, does it? I mean, it's, yeah. Okay, so what's our pleasure here? What do we want to do? You know, like I said, we do have some money sitting there, and I think we just need to look at, even if we do, you know, the 1.5%, and, you know, even if we take the monies out of there to pay for it, you know, the payments, 1.5%. Like I said, I just hate to use all that money, you know, up at one time.
That's got
to
be for an emergency.
Exactly. You know, so, anyway.
I would move to approve the request for the quote. 405-446, the purchase of 18 new Motorola radios.
I'd second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill, second.
And then go through D.A. Davis, the financing form, as part of my motion.
Okay. Bill made a motion, got a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the upgrade radio system, whatever?
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Thank you, Sheriff. Listen, if you don't want to hang around, I just prefer, and I haven't talked to the guys, but I do not want to view the jail tour today, okay?
Oh, gosh.
We got the full month to get there. We have two more meetings this month, so we'll put it on the next.
Come over whenever you want. I'm on vacation for 2 weeks, though.
All right, so we'll just plan on the 31st. Is it our last? The 31st. The 17th or the 30th. You're going to be on vacation to the 17th, or are you going to be back?
Well, I'm not leaving town. I'll be here. So if you want to go do jail tour, call me. I'll come in.
All right. We'll plan on the 31st. Is that all right with everyone?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do the 31st. All right. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Have a good one. Thanks.
You too. Happy 4th.
Yeah, you as well. Okay, D, we got Chance Engel requesting approval to purchase commercial air conditioner units with a cost over $5,000.
Chance with Building and Grounds looking for approval on replacing the air handler number 2 evaporator coil line set and condenser. The one that's there now is 44 years old, original until the expansion.
How old is it?
44.
Oh, we got another 44 years left in it.
No, life expectancy is 18 to 20.
So we've doubled it twice.
We've already doubled it. You know the new one won't last 44 years.
And as of last year, refrigerants no longer, R22s are no longer manufactured, and that's what them systems take. So.
You know, and I don't know if you've heard about this new Freon. I think some of my people went to an AC. And some of this new Freon coming out, it's going to be like hundreds of dollars a pound.
I mean, yeah, R22 skyrocketed in the last couple of years.
You know, 134 did the same thing. R12 did it at one time, I remember, 20-some years ago. I mean, it was nuts. Yeah, they got the market there. It's a ripoff. But I see your two estimates. You got Bosquet's for 98, 70, 20. And then you got from Rasmussen Mechanical, you have, is it?
It's on the second page.
Oh, yeah, 10,000. $10,894. I know that it needs to be done. If you know Jones' office and through this area, the tonnage for that takes care of this end of the building is not proper. Among it being ancient, you come in here and it's just sticky. It's miserable.
It's got two stages and only one's working, so that area is only 50%.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a motion for you to get a hold of the Bosquet team, A-team heating and cooling for the 987020. That's my motion to get it fixed because it needs to be repaired.
Yeah, it's this one and the one on the other side. That's original, and then everything else has been updated. Already.
Did you get Kim's email?
What's that?
Did you get Kim's email?
No.
2 to 3.
Of,
yeah.
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 We don't have to have.
It's practical. So I would imagine this is probably a must-need situation.
Not
here.
Very many commercial.
Yeah, the commercial ones, there ain't enough people. I mean, there ain't a lot of people. And he made some phone calls, and if they're, you know, two's is okay, right? 2 to 3. So we got the 2. So that's my motion with Bosquet, I guess. Let's just, you know, get her fixed and get her moving. So is there anybody who wants to second it? Or
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Odie. Bill?
I was looking for a size, and I did. I think the...
It's
a 6-ton.
It's 6-ton.
Well, 10, the air handlers that are up there is only good for 2,200 CFM. That's a little over 5-ton, 5.5-ton.
Oh, okay.
So that we opened a whole other can of worms.
From the get-go, it wasn't sized right. And there's 10 tons of cooling on a 5-ton blower.
Oh, okay. That's what he's got written here.
So this is a 10-ton unit that's going up there now?
That's what's up there. A 6-ton's going to go up there. Okay. But with the remodeling and they move that wall out there, it doesn't take care of less. It takes care of less area. So
replacement of old.
And it's got 5 tons running right now, and that will keep up till it gets in the 90s, high 80s, 90s, okay. And then it falls a little behind.
So these are both 6-ton that we're pricing?
Yep.
Okay.
And Tom kind of knows the building inside and out. He'll make it. It'll be good. All okay, right. So let's call. Did we call roll? Okay,
Kevin?
Call roll, please. Thank you.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. All right, thanks, Chance. Have a good holiday. Okay, we're going to move on to E. We're going to approval the renewal agreement JH1614 for weed services between Nebraska Department of Roads in Dakota County for the periods of June 4 of 2017 to June 4 of 2018. This is when Leon has time and he goes out and sprays some of the state's right-of-ways, and then they pay us for that. Yeah, same thing every year. Yeah, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Normally, it's a couple $1,800, $2,000 a year should be, I think, is normally what it is. So, anyways, we just need approval for the agreement for the chair to sign, and we'll move on.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Kevin.
I'd second it.
And second by Marty. Will you call roll, please?
Marty?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to F, the board to approve the changes in the county health insurance policy with Three Rivers Benefit in the areas of deductibles, out-of-pocket expenses, co-pays, prescription drug benefits, and the option to option out. Option. So everybody has it in front of them. I think we've kind of talked about over a couple of different periods of what we want to do, what we're looking at. I know we have kind of a four-year plan that we've talked about with some of our unions and with our county handbook. I don't know if you guys want to go over each individual one. I know year one, we're going to change it, and this all starts in 2018. We'll go 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021. The first year of per family is going to be a three. It's 400, two per family. Let's see here. We're going to go to 400, and then it's 250 now, correct?
Yep.
And then the second year, we're going to go to 550, and then the third year, we're going to go to 750, and the fourth year, we're going to go to 1,000. And then the co-pays go to 25 to 35. Is that correct, Joan?
To 30.
To 30?
Yeah.
To 30. And then there's just some minor changes. And I want to state something.
Very minor.
It's very minor, and the 250 is unheard of. Very few people. If you're UPS or the post office where you employ 700 to a million people, you know, they get those kind of deductibles. Where we employ 110 roughly. But anyways, we're way under than what the average is. And we've been through this. I think Joan did some research throughout the county, and the average deductible is $1,500 is what it is. So we just want to take some slow increments into that. So, 400, 550, 750, and 1,000 over the next 4 years. And then, like I said, the out of the expense pocket for the co-pays. So that'll start in 2018. Any concerns, comments, questions from anyone?
Pretty cut and dried. I would move to approve the changes in this health insurance policy over the next four-year period.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill for the changes in the county health insurance policies with Three Rivers Benefit.
I'd second it.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Right.
Yep. Okay. That was pretty painless. Okay, we're going to go into G here real quick. We're going to go into closed session to discuss the sheriff's deputies lodge number 47 union contract negotiations, road local 251 negotiations, and the correctional officers number 49 union contract negotiations. So, with that said, we're going to go into closed session. So, if I could ask everyone to... leave. I need a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
We got a motion by Bill.
A second.
Second by Marty to go into closed session.
Time.
The time is 4:20. Ooh, you know what that means, don't you?
No, yeah.
You guys are funny. Okay, once again, we're going to go into closed session to discuss the negotiations or the close for the union contract negotiations with the sheriffs and. The correctional officer lodge number 47. And the roads. That's, yes.
Keysaw's 2x5 or here.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of closed session. Okay, we got a motion by Bill to come out of closed session.
I'll second it.
And a second by Marty. Call roll, please, Joan.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay, H, board to discuss and approve and give the chair permission to sign the comprehensive master agreement between the sheriff's deputies, fraternal order of the police, Dakota County Lodge number 49, and Dakota for Dakota County for July 1 of 2017 to June 30th of 2018.
So moved.
Got a motion by Bill.
I'd second that.
And a second by Marty. We call roll, please.
Kevin.
Yes.
Do you want to abstain? You think you should vote?
I can abstain on it. Mm-hmm. You guys think that's...
I suppose you probably should.
Just to be safe. Just to be safe.
Yeah, I can abstain.
I don't know.
You got enough people here to finish
yeah.
it, so.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, board to discuss, improve, and give the chair permission to sign the comprehensive master agreement between the correctional officers per order of the police Dakota County Lodge number 49 for July 1 of 2017 to June 30th of 2018.
I'd make that motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Marty.
Sorry.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
You'll be good.
Yeah.
You don't have any financial gain on
that. Yeah, you have no interest in that, do you?
No, it's still under the same office. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have any vested interest at all.
Okay,
so we got that squared away. Now, Jay, we're going to go aboard to discuss and approve and give the chair permission to sign the comprehensive master agreement between the Road Department Local 251 and Dakota County. I'm assuming it's the same dates, right?
Yes.
Of July 1 of 2017 to June 30th of 2018.
Yep.
So I need a motion for the road department, 251.
I'll make that motion.
We got a Martin motion.
Sorry.
And we got a second by Wild Bill. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we are going to bypass the K, which is we're going to do our quarterly visit. We got to the month. We got to reschedule for the 31st of this month. And we're going to move on to Commissioner Committee reports. Any? I can't remember last time. Did I talk about the LEC last time? I don't remember.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you and Tony
did.
Both did.
Okay. I don't know. Everything's going well, I think. I think for the most part, everything's going. Yeah, I think we got our budget figured out, pretty much. We got to just do some fine tweaking, but we're going to be...
They got some new forms. They're not online yet, so...
Okay. All right, and then the mail emergency business. We got the... We want to do a signed letter, approve the chair to assign a letter to the attention of Bruce Sorensen, Nebraska Department of Revenue, Property Assessment Division, regarding sharing the cost upon finding missing data. Jeff, come on up for Dakota County assessment records and the process of retrieving from the state's office to the county office. And Joan and I got involved at the last minute, and I didn't see your email. Otherwise, that's the reason why I came into this meeting. Jeff was with a couple state people, and I was down here visiting with Joan, and all of a sudden Joan's like, we got to go to Jeff's office. So we went in there, and Ruth was there with the Greg.
Derek Niederlein.
Whatever. But anyways, we walked in on the deal, and I met Ruth. I've heard a lot about her over the years. Mm-hmm. And we talked. Jeff showed a little frustration, which I appreciate that. I know that we have $500,000 invested in a tax valuation right now. Mm-hmm. We took over the assessor's office in 2012. Okay. From the state, is that correct?
Yeah, 12 or 13, I'm trying to remember now.
I think it's...
The 12-13 budget.
Budget, the 12-13 budget. Yeah. Okay, yep.
So, yeah, we're just right at $489,238 in cost of tax evaluation. And prior to this, especially with all the commercial, we had zero leverage, correct, with anything on file.
Yes.
Okay, and that goes clear back to the state time.
Yeah, that is far back. I mean, every
90s?
Yeah, 90, I'd say 98, 99
okay.
is where we've... The last time we found good data on most of our commercial was 98, 99. From that point on to today, well, to before we started our project, if you had a commercial protest or anything, there was nothing we could do because we didn't even have photos. that anybody's even been out to the property. No new sketches, no records of building permits. They weren't kept up. So we just found ourselves negotiating everything all the time. Everything was a negotiation, and we didn't have any ground to stand on. So I've always kind of felt that since the data I have found that's good, and it's not just me, it's been the TDI guys as well, because they're the ones putting in the new data and they're picking up the parcel, so they're seeing this and digging into it as well, that there's a decade of time that this took for this to get to this condition, and all that time wasn't under the board's discretion or under my administration. And at some point, I think everybody that was culpable should probably chip in.
And that's where we feel like the state should be responsible for some of this expense.
Yeah, so I don't think it hurts that we ask. I mean, I think we should send a letter formally, you know, and maybe Ruth will come back and talk to us some more, bring some of our IT people, because I know she had some questions of me about the data, you know, because they put our data into this Orion program, I want to say right when I started in 11. And they didn't take it because we had all the data there. What they put in 11 was either ATR data or lump sum data. We still didn't have it there. They had to roll us, but they didn't have a choice, so they just took what we had. So they were under the assumption it was all there because of that. And that was one of the things that we discussed in that meeting, and that just isn't the case.
Right.
Because we're still finding it, the no data.
How many counties went to the state assessment when we did? Is there four or five? Is all
five? There's about five of us, I want to say.
It was Douglas, Lancaster,
Dodge,
and Hall were mandated, I think.
Dodge, yeah, Hall, us.
There was only five, though.
Where's Hall at?
Grand Island.
So just all the big areas.
Yeah, I think they were
Fremont,
they were
Omaha.
Mandated. We had the option.
Yeah.
The bigger ones had to.
They were mandated?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was during that time, and, you know, they had oversight. I think the only, I don't know that because that was before my time, but I'm thinking the board's only responsibility at that time would have been they submitted it, because I think they paid for it, and then we started paying percentages as the years went on, is just to pay invoices. So I don't know that they had any direct reporting to the board or any of that going on. It was all done through the Department of Revenue.
You said Ruth was up here in that meeting?
Yeah, I had, we'd had a concern over some emails and things when I was gone. So
they wanted to be, she said instead of doing it on via email or phone, she wanted to do it in person. So she showed up and
she scheduled the meeting and came up and visited with us.
I was going to ask you, in that meeting,
and this needs to be tweaked a little bit. Jeff and I will work on it just a little bit more.
I like it.
But it's basically just saying there is vital missing data, and we think that it was lack of oversight on your part when it was a state office.
Yeah.
And even Tax Valuation Inc. said if they want
a letter
from us, you know, or support from us, there is nothing but a dollar amount in the commercial files. Nothing but a dollar amount.
Yeah.
And they've been missing that boat in that commercial
for years. And
that's
why we're spending half a million on a new appraisal.
Right.
And
we've been struggling with it, and, you know, part of it goes back to our budget. I mean, if I can't have my values right, That dictates what you guys can do with setting levies. You don't have any flexibility. If our values are too low, what are you going to do with your levy? You know, it's tough to keep trying to lower a levy every year if your values aren't going up.
Right.
So, I mean, it extends. It's an across-the-board problem.
I know as you were a little bit wound up, you know, I know she said, hey, they got free services and this and that, and they'll send people up if you have a complicated situation.
Oh, yeah.
So, Would you think that there's any of them that you'd want to use them with just to save us some money with tax evaluation, or do you not want to go down that dirt road with them just because it gets complicated? Does that make sense or not?
No, it does. It's a little convoluted. The guy she has is Brian Hill, and I don't know a lot about him.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I just know she stressed a few different times, we have free services for you, Jeff.
Yeah, she's been, they pushed Brian out, because I know he's worked in a couple of other counties before, so I'd have to do some research. But I'm more than willing to do
that. If needed, I'm just saying, you know. But
anything to help with the budget. No, I agree.
You know, yeah. And maybe we don't want to go down that dirt road, because in case if it's, I don't know, I guess it really wouldn't matter. I mean, if it goes to Turk or something, then guess what?
Yeah, we're there. I mean, when you end up at Turk, it's anybody's guess.
Well, and I think those guys are doing a fabulous job. I see them around down here all the time. They're very personable. They're likable guys, and I think they're doing a decent job. I think they're very professional. So,
yeah,
I think we'll just get a letter. We'll get a letter out, and like I said, Joan will tweak it. Get a letter out to them, and let's see where it takes us. I guess.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts for us to ask. I think it's a fair deal.
Yeah. How many are we looking at Thursday morning?
20-something.
I didn't see the list yet. I'm not sure. I don't think it'd be a lot, because they didn't have a lot of hearings.
I think it was 20-some, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it in front of me, but I remember when I talked to him at the last meeting, at the end of the last meeting, he said there was like, on the 6th, there was going to be 25 or something like that.
But there's going to be a bunch coming, huh?
They got stacks in there where I see notes.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch coming. Now, listen, the deal is we are not going to be making a motion every time on each one individual. We're going to do some type of a blanket of some sort.
Have a baby or what?
Kevin? Yep. I have paper served, so.
Yes. So, okay, perfect. Thank you, Jeff. We'll get that letter out.
Yeah.
You got a lighter? Okay, and then, thank you. Next, we're going to move on to public comment. Is there any public comment? Ronnie?
Well, I just want to, I was really interested, Ron Harden, just trying to see what we're going to do with the issue we're dealing with. First with the state, then with the county, and then the existing data. I just thought you guys were going to try to rectify that.
No.
Hopefully.
Yep. And I hopefully what we just said you are satisfied with.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So that's what we got. We just got to ask them. We got to give them the data, our rationale.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. If that's it, we are adjourned. Our next regular meeting is going to be, the Board of Commissioners will be on the 17th of July, and that's it. And the time is 4:42. And I'll see everybody on the 17th.
And the 6th on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.